Black Action Movement 1, 1970. The Black Action Movement protests began in late 1969 when Black student organizations began to chafe at the slow progress of this proposed integration. Following their decision to become more proactive, the Black Student Union, Black Law Student Alliance, Black Psychologists, and the Black Educational Caucus, among others, entered into talks with university administrators. Accepting an invitation to dine and discuss with the university president in February 1970, the group staged a demonstration on his lawn and demanded that by the beginning of the 1973 through 1974 school year, the number of African American students and administrators proportionately reflect the state's 10% Black population. Other demands were for better support for minority students, including a recruiter for Chicano students and a Black student center, improved financial aid, and the establishment of a Black studies program. The campaign closed the University of Michigan for 18 days through strikes, protests, picketing, blocking off buildings and streets, and interruption and shutting down of classes. During the last week of the strike, attendance of classes in the College of Literature, Science, and the Arts, LSA, dropped by 75%. The settlement reached on April 1, 1970, included the university's acceptance of the 10% enrollment goal. In a speech later that month, U.S. Vice President Spiro Agnew criticized University President Robin Fleming for his surrender to the students, calling the university settlement a callow retreat from reality. Open it up or shut it down, slogan used during protests.